Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, I'm Geoff Lacey.
And I'm Claire Venice.
We've got a bit of a party coming up.
As we celebrate our 50th Peapod.
If you love Petersfield...
I love the square.
It's a lovely, lovely town.
The hangers.
Everyone's welcome.
Then the Peapod loves you.
It's just a nice town.
Everything Petersfield is in the Peapod with Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey.
This week, we're recording a special 50th Peapod at the studio at TPS in front of a live audience. There they are.
We'll find out more about the studio at TPS from manager Sean Ridley if we can take him away from co-producing this show for 5 minutes.
We've also got a star-studded lineup as actors Hugh Bonneville and Abigail McKern join us, remotely and in person, respectively.
We'll bring you local music from Britain's Got Talent winner Calabro's Michael Auger and from award-winning modern country pop duo War Thomas.
Chief reporter of the Petersfield Post, John Walker, will be joining us on stage to bring the latest news from around the Petersphere.
And Susie Wild goes wild walking along the old railway line in West Meon.
So, put your party clothes on. We're celebrating our 50th Peapod in style. Let's kick off with a live from the studio song from Ward Thomas with Cartwheels.
Do I look familiar? Would you believe that we were happy once? True, like an answered prayer, you were mine and we were it. Now a fight to find what's left of us. I give, I give, I give, you never take. I've been, so we won't break. I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing cartwheels. I've been doing cartwheels. Bright as a spark of light, I write our names across your night. It's only me who sees it fade away into shame. That I can keep you on display. That you don't even want this love enough to make you wanna stay. I give, I give, I give, you never take it. I still believe we'll make it. So I've been doing cartwheels, anything to save us. I've been doing cartwheels. I've been doing cartwheels. Oh, I've been doing cartwheels. Anything to save us, anything to make you notice me. I've I've been running circles, always getting nowhere, putting on a show, but you won't see. I've been doing cartwheels. I've been doing cartwheels. I'm beside you at the mirror high. Do I look familiar?
Thank you.
Thank you. Ward Thomas with Cartwheels. And they'll be back later in the show for a chat.
Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hello, Geoff. I'm really excited. This is brilliant.
I'm scared. I'm excited too. And we've got Dave joining us for our weekly crosstalk. Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, mate. Thank you very much. I thought I was coming to the TPS studio. I didn't realise I was coming to the Crucible at Sheffield.
You know, with no panto on this year, it's the only time I've got to dress up. So I thought, why not?
Well, Claire and I were discussing earlier, actually, the last time we were on stage. Mm. I said mine was about 2001. You said...
Gosh, it was probably 98.
And you're on stage every week, practically, aren't you, doing one
thing? No, it was January this year. Not been close to a stage since.
But is that through somebody's taste or just coronavirus?
I think it's mainly down to the coronavirus.
Oh,
but
right.
Yeah, I haven't had many calls from directors. So, Claire, what have you been up to in the last 7 days? Panicking about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting ready for this. And now it's half term as well, thank goodness, so sleeping in a bit.
Yeah, I'm on half term actually this week as well, which is really exciting. It's my youngest birthday this week, so we'll be having some family time, but got to be careful of how many people come through the door. They're only allowed 6 in the house at any one time, and there's normally 4 of us anyway.
Small
two
parties.
Two in, two out throughout the whole day, I think. Yeah. And Dave, what have you been up to?
I've been trying to help Claire calm down. I write false prescriptions for Valium for her.
Thanks, Dave.
So Claire, this is our 50th Peapod. What has been your high point and low point over the last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite incredible to think it's 50. You know, really, where's that year gone? But we've had such fun, haven't we, actually, the three of us. We started off on this journey, the three of us. I think it was the 1st of October we recorded our first Peapod.
We did Townhouse. We went up to... the bell tower, watch the bell ringers at work.
So I think that has to be one of the most... That was the exciting part, because it was the first one. We'd never done it before. We didn't know what to expect. But it was quite funny, because I remember we actually couldn't figure out the way to get in. Do you remember that?
It was quite a smaller staircase,
we actually couldn't find the door.
Yeah, I was concerned.
Do you remember we walked around a couple of times trying to find the door, and it's this tiny, tiny little door.
Mm.
And then, yeah, it was. It was a really small, little, windy staircase.
Which is why I didn't go.
Did you not go?
I didn't want to say it, Dave, but...
Fire Brigade weren't available, so I just couldn't take chances.
But how about you, Geoff? Highs, lows? What do you remember
most? I think every week is a high, working with you guys. I just thought I'd say that, yeah? You know? Yeah. And one of the low points...
You're being heckled already.
I know. One of my low points is, Claire, one of your...
Oh, no.
High points.
Oh, yes. Okay. Go on.
When it came out in like a crosstalk like this, that 35 years ago, I stood on the stage at the festival hall and sang We're Walking in the Air. There's no need for that.
It's obviously someone that witnessed the performance. What a great memory you've got.
But you thought that was hilarious, wasn't it?
I did. I really thought that was very funny.
It'd have been funnier if we'd heard it.
I was going to say, we've yet to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2 months to Christmas.
But every Christmas I come out in a cold sweat when you see that snowman flying through the air.
You don't get the urge to break out into song.
No.
Oh, it was very funny. That was, I didn't expect that. But
we were hoping that Michael Auger was going to do a duet with you, but he heard some of your backing vocals earlier and said, not a chance.
I think in future, I think me and him sing along.
Match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven, you know.
He's got a great following at the moment. You don't want to ruin it.
But Dave, have you got any highs or lows?
I think it's been fantastic. I think getting it started itself was just a really exciting thing, because it was just one step along the road that we planned for Petersfield Community Radio. Now, of course, we've got a 24/7 radio station as well and Shine Radio. But it was really exciting, as you say, the first one, because I'd never done any podcasting before. Stephen talked me through it. He sort of held my hand for the first few weeks and then just pushed me out on my own, which is why the early shows were dreadful. Well, you played a big part in that, Geoff, to be fair. I think it's been brilliant. I have made great friends of these two. I know I mocked them earlier, and I do mock Geoff endlessly. And we've had some diverse guests as well. Some have been absolutely brilliant, and some have been not vetted correctly, should we say? And I think that the people not vetted correctly have been both my low and high points. Professionally, I would say probably a low point. Personally, a high point, because I had to leave the room because I was laughing so much.
I seem to remember. I think I got lumped doing a lot of interviews of
You took one for the team on that one.
Well, you both backed away. There's no chance.
That's the producer's prerogative, I think.
And I thought it would have overwhelmed her if too many voices were there. So I thought, Claire, this one's
all yours, love.
Yeah, that's it. No, so in the audience, the lovely audience we've got this evening, we do have a number of volunteers from Shine Radio. So who have you got? I can see Susie there. We have, I think it's Dave Williams over there. Wait, hello, Dave. And Ian. Ian does a quiz every Saturday and Sunday. Who else can you see, Claire?
I can't see a lot, to be fair, because there's a lot of light in my eyes. But Lucy Davis is here. Hi, Lucy.
Noni Needs.
And then there was light.
Oh, Doug Newbegin. Hello, Doug.
Noni. And we've got Mr. Alan Kosh. He saves you, Dosh.
Oh, it's Kate Fairweather down the far side as well. Hi, Kate.
And someone's wearing a mask.
Laura.
It's Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
So, and Michael's here, of course, as well. Michael's one of our
volunteers. He is a
volunteer. As well, when he can spare the time in his busy schedule. Bless him.
Well, it's great to have you here, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. If you're not a volunteer, thank you very much indeed for coming along. We will hand you out the signing up form later.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's like the best town ever.
The P-Pod.
Well, we're always looking for great stories and interesting content, so if there's anything you'd like to see featured on the Peapod, or if you'd like to comment on anything we cover, then please let us know. You can leave a voice message on Petersfield 555 500 or drop us an email to pod@thepeapod.uk.
Coming up, we'll talk to Sean Ridley from the studio here at TPS, but first, we'd like to say a big thank you. We've reached our crowdfunding appeal target.
Many of you will have heard us talk about Shine Radio's crowdfunding appeal recently. We've been raising funds to enable us to record live church services in broadcast quality sound for people who cannot attend them, including those isolated and in our local care homes.
We're thrilled to announce that our goal of £1,800 has been reached, and we will be able to record the services.
So we'd like to say a big thank you from all of us at Shine Radio for supporting our appeal and helping to make it happen.
Now, here comes a man you've all been waiting for. It's the Petersfield Post head honcho, John Walker. Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, Geoff. I don't think many people have been waiting for me, to be fair.
What? I have heard through sources that you're a highlight of the week. Were you aware of that?
No.
This is our 50th Peapod. You've been in most of them. How's the Petersfield Post coming along?
Slowly.
Yeah. How hard is it?
It's a labour of love, Geoff, you have to understand.
So, John, what is in the Petersfield Post this week?
Oh, lots of stories, lots of pages, lots of pictures. Can I go now?
Yeah. So, what's the big front page news headline this week?
Well, the front page is the George Inn in the square have decided to supply kids with lunches after the hoo-ha about whether they were going to get free lunch vouchers or not. The George has stepped in and said that any child in the Petersfield area who hasn't got a lunch can go to the George and will be given a box with a sandwich, a piece of fruit and an energy bar and a pint of Guinness.
Have you been round yet?
Twice.
And anything in the letters?
Oh, the letters.
Shall I get you started?
The letters. Mr. David Burstall has written his usual two pages.
Look forward to that.
There's the ongoing saga of the parking in the square.
The pedestrianisation.
Yeah, pedestrian, which I know is
Yeah, because there was a letter last week comparing that if the square and the high street is pedestrianised, we may end up like Waterlooville or Chichester. Well, I work in Chichester and there's not a lot wrong with that.
And I've been to Waterlooville and there is a lot wrong with that. So I mean,
you can't have it both ways.
No, it's like one or the other.
The yin and the yang.
And we've got as the Royal British Legion poppy appeal has started, I don't think they'll be coming around people's houses or up and down streets like they used to. But they're collecting in the square and Tesco's. And unfortunately, the annual Steep Bonfire Night has been cancelled, which always raises money for charity and is very popular. Hundreds of people get up there. They're mainly steep people because nobody from outside steep is allowed in there. Or sheet.
So thanks, John. And the Peaceful Post is out every Wednesday and costs 75 pence. So please get one with your weekly shop or subscribe to the digital version.
A bargain.
The studio at TPS is usually a hub of activity as it plays host to a wide variety of shows and events. Manager Sean Ridley is a busy man and he joins us now in the midst of co-producing this Peapod. Hi, Sean.
Hello. Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for hosting us.
That's a pleasure. It's wonderful to have something going on in here because obviously we've been dark for a significant amount of time. So to have a local community thing here is absolutely wonderful and it's honestly a pleasure to have you.
Now, I came to the very first event that you had when you opened up again in October, which was the screening of the film Hamilton. And that was a practice run-through. How did that go?
Well, it went as well as could be. We were delighted with it. Obviously, the whole team were in to test out our systems. You know, the bringing everybody in row by row, the fact the bar is closed to queuing and the toilets having to be sort of a queue system as well. And we needed that test run, and what better thing to do than Hamilton, because it's a wonderful, wonderful piece and it has an interval built in so we could practice an interval and we all loved it.
So, Sean, how long have you been manager of the studio?
Just over a year. So I started in September last year was thrown almost straight in the deep end, actually. We had an event called Tinsel shortly after, which is a musical by local author Michelle Magorian. Since then, we've gone forwards. We've updated our lighting rig. We've installed some new sound systems over the summer because lockdown hit and we just decided to be productive. That's what we did. But otherwise, it's been quite tough, actually, having 3 months where there's been no students in. It's just been an odd year. What a weird first year to have, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what events can you host here then? What have you got that you can have here?
Well, we can host almost anything, really. Comedy nights, we can have music events, we can have theatre productions, we can have podcast recordings and cinema events as well. So we're very versatile. Obviously, we do have the school in during the day. During term times, it's their classroom for performing arts. This is really the performing arts department we're situated in. So by day, it's the performing arts department. By night, it's a theatre in its own right. So, but we can pretty much do anything.
And what acts have you got booked for the future?
Oh, you put me on the spot there. So we've got a comedy night coming up. James Alderson is going to be back in December. We've also got another comedy night due in November as well, which is by another cohort of comedians that they're bringing in. And then moving on into next year, we've also got American Legends coming in. It's a tribute act that goes round by Graham Clements. That's going to be into next year, obviously, hopefully when restrictions start to lift a little bit more. But before the year is out, we're going to have Martin Joseph back to the studio for the first time in, I think, about 6-7 years.
Thank you, Sean, and thanks again for hosting the Peapod this week. He is doing a smashing job. Thank you, Sean. Coming up, Susie Wilde goes on another wild walk, this week along the old railway line in West Meon. However, first, here's a man who needs very little introduction, but we're going to anyway.
He's best known for playing the Earl of Grantham in Downton Abbey and Mr. Brown in the film Paddington, amongst other esteemed roles. And we're thrilled that he's been so supportive of Petersfield Shine Radio. Joining us now via Zoom, please give a warm welcome to Hugh Bonneville. Hello, Hugh. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, your voice was the first voice to be heard on Shine Radio when we launched Shine Radio 24-hour online stream. How important is it to you to be a part of your local radio station?
Well, first of all, I applaud you. I don't underestimate how much effort goes into filling the airwaves 24/7. So congratulations. And I know it's been a long path to get here. I just think local is so important in our globalized world. I think everything from news to responses in things like pandemics that come along once in a while. I think local knows best. I really do. Locals know local. And so to have a facility like you're providing, I think is absolutely essential. And if I can chirp up occasionally without being too boring, I'd love to take part.
Well, it's great to have you on board. Thanks so much.
Hugh, you're an ambassador for the Wealden Downland Living Museum, which has recently celebrated its 50th birthday. How important is it to you to support local attractions?
I think local attractions are, well, they're certainly what make me tick. You know, I've been living in West Sussex, the border of West Sussex and Hampshire, on and off for 40 years. And something like the Wealden Downland was part of my early teenage years. And I've taken various generations of either my own family or friends, relatives from overseas, whatever, to it. And I've been thrilled to see it expand in the most wonderful way in the last 10 years. Particularly, I've noticed, you know, the two big capital projects that they've undertaken, as well as the architectural conservation that they do. It's and I find it an incredibly restorative place to go. There are so many other great sites across the south, but it's on my doorstep. It's on our doorstep. And what's not to love? And I think it's so important to support these ventures when one can. And they've been admirable during lockdown. They also now host my favourite TV programme, The Repair Shop.
Oh, yes, of course. How do you feel the local response has been to the pandemic?
I think the local response has been extraordinary. Within about 24 hours, when the Prime Minister was, let's face it, in his dithering week, unsure what, you know, how far to lock things down or not, etc., we had a chat within our community. I live in the parish of Milland and Iping, and within about 36 hours, we'd set up a website and got a group of about 50 volunteers because, you know, we just didn't know how serious this was going to be, and the sort of the messages coming out of Whitehall, mixed as they were, did impress upon us that there was going to be some dark times ahead. And I was bowled over by how quickly our community responded. Obviously, one has the parish councils that do their thing, but they are completely hamstrung by what the structures of the bureaucracy can allow. Whereas if you just put your hand up and say, we are the Milland Volunteers, we can just be as nimble as we like. And as I say, the response was great. We split up the parish into six sort of groups. And really, it was just a question of keeping an eye on your neighbour. So the local response, we were, if you like, primed and ready. The village shop pivoted very quickly. The pub pivoted very quickly to being a delivery service based on volunteers. And, we all played our part. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Hugh, what have you got coming up that we will be able to see you in?
If you don't blink, in a film called Jingle Jangle that comes out on Netflix on the 13th of November, you'll see me in that. And it's a wonderful Christmas fable for young people particularly. I won't spoil it for you, but it's basically about a toy maker and the journey of elements of his family. And it's rather wonderful. And I was very chuffed to have a tiny, tiny part in it. So there's that. There's a film I did this time last year, actually, with Keely Hawes. She and I played Mr. and Mrs. Dahl, as in Roald Dahl, and his wife Patricia Neal, who was a film star. And it charts a particular chapter in their lives when a great family tragedy befell them, and it's really how they came through that. So there's that coming up, which I think allegedly will be in cinemas if they're open, is sometime next year.
How have you kept yourself busy over the last 6 months?
Mainly doing podcasts and interviews like this. It's quite interesting. I've been completely swamped with requests for charities and help, as you know, everyone. So many people have not only needed help but offered help, and I was happy to do so. But it's interesting. It's almost like you can see the graph. You know, it all quietened down to June, July, August, and it's now ramping up again as people's concerns rise. And so there's been a lot of that. Funnily enough, I did all my ADR, all the post-production of the Roald Dahl film from home. You know, one couldn't go to any voice studios in London, and I have voice equipment, and so I literally auditioned different rooms in my house for the sound team to say, does this sound a bit like the room in the house where we were filming? Or the strangest bit was having to do outdoor stuff. There's a particular scene where you know, I sort of lose my temper outdoors, and of course I had to wait till nighttime because of the birds singing. It was a nighttime scene in the film. I had to wait till nighttime because of the birds singing, and then I'm sure the neighbours were quite alarmed when they heard me yelling my head off on my front doorstep. But so we managed to achieve that all through lockdown, and indeed prepare another film that we're hoping to shoot next year, and developing a couple of other projects. But really, I've been fairly housebound voluntarily, and as I say, doing as much online as I can to help those who, you know, need a bit of either cheering up or a bit of flag waving.
Well, Hugh, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast for our 50th.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
So much.
The P stands for Petersfield.
I think it's an amazing place to live.
The Peapod.
This week, Susie walks the West Meon Trail with our very own Claire Venice and Shine Radio's Laura Shepherd.
That's the wonderful lazy sound of an aircraft that makes me feel that it's summery. Of course, it isn't. It's the most wonderful autumn day. And I've come back to where I walked this morning. It was one of those things. I didn't record the wild walk while I was actually doing it because I was accompanied by the lovely Claire Venice and Laura Shepherd, who you all know from the radio. And the ridiculous thing is, we've worked with each other, but because of virus, we have hardly met at all. And we thought it would be really lovely to do a walk together. And so it was. We're all volunteers. The joy for me, anyway, is meeting a whole bunch, a disparate bunch of new people. And it's just lovely. And it was a gorgeous morning. But because of the virus, obviously, we couldn't all crowd round a microphone or pass this round. So I thought I'll come back and record this. And I've also asked Claire and Laura to just provide a couple of minutes of whatever it was that they would get out of the walk themselves. I was going to say how much they enjoyed it. And of course, I've no control. They might be saying it was absolutely awful. What was wild thinking?
Getting to know new friends, going for a gorgeous autumnal walk and watching a rather lovely Labrador run crazily down the path with a stick that's far too big for her.
What a glorious morning. Blue skies, white fluffy clouds, crisp clean air and sunshine. Perfect for a walk. We saw a couple of red kites, which is a real treat. Really saw their markings very clearly underneath. It was just perfect escapist walk. What a wonderful way to start the day.
So I have come to the Meon Valley Trail, like I did with John Wellsman, which you may have heard. It's the old railway line that goes from Station Road in West Meon right through to Wickham. And obviously that's easier by cycle. And no, we didn't walk that far. We only did 4 kilometres. And that was quite enough because we were talking 19 to the dozen. But I've come back this afternoon because it is just so lovely. And I've got that thing where I want to talk about a wild walk actually genuinely in the place. So I'm looking up at an ash tree that's at the start. I can see that it's looking poorly. It's not entirely dead. But others round it have perked up a bit. So I've decided that that's going to be an optimistic thing and that we will get through everything in the way that the ash trees either are gone or are looking healthier for being culled a bit. So there are lots of cyclists who've set off from here. All in Lycra. This morning when we walked, it was quite nice actually. There were one or two sort of just regular husbands and wives in sort of wet stuff, even though it wasn't. It was also still sunny and lovely. And the leaves were startlingly golden. About 9:30 when we set off. The sun was very low in the sky. And so it was wonderful. Still horses, quiet after their night time, with just some steam curling up from their nostrils, coming to say hello. Rain was hilarious. She just went into entertainer mode, and normally she just trots along, but she kept getting immense sticks so that she could sort of wipe out three for the price of one, which normally she doesn't do at all. So that was quite good fun. But she is good when cycles are coming, as you know. So we walked along talking about life, everything really, which is just wonderful. And that's, I think, one of the joys of meeting new people is, you know, you're not turning over old ground. You're finding out about people's lives and loves and hopes. And, oh, it's just so exciting. I absolutely love it. And I hope we do it again. There are some big puddles and it's quite muddy. But if you think of doing this, you don't really need special footwear or anything. You can easily skirt that. And it's mostly flat. It's mostly wide enough, certainly for the three of us, pretty much. It would be easily wide enough if we weren't being cautious about distancing. But if you were a family group, it would be absolutely perfect. So somewhere to bring somebody who's maybe slightly unsteady on their legs would work very well. And of course, the thing is, and the other reason I chose it, is because you can time it absolutely. So Claire only had an hour before she had to get down to work. And so we just walked for half an hour there and back again. And that worked perfectly, or you could do it by distance, whatever you wanted to do. So I thoroughly recommend it. It's also very easy with a dog because they're not going to go far. There's, you know, steep sides, you can see where they are. They're mostly walking ahead of you. One woman was strangely running with a pair of dachshunds that I wouldn't have thought was a brilliant idea with long back dogs. One was entirely free, the other was on a lead, and it was a bit odd because it was the one that was off the lead that was the most sort of vociferous. It disturbed Rain a bit, so there must have been some slight venom behind it. But then, of course, the one on the lead, if Rain got close, would also give it welly. So that wasn't entirely brilliant. But apart from that, it was absolutely lovely. And autumn, my favourite season. So get out there and enjoy it.
Thanks, Susie. All of Susie's walks are available to listen to at shineradio.uk. Let us know if you have a walk you'd like to suggest or share with us.
We love to support local musicians, and this week, because we're having a party, we've got a lot of live music to enjoy. We're delighted to welcome back to the Peapod, Calabro's Michael Auger.
So, Michael, you joined us on the Peapod in July.
Yes.
What have you been doing since then?
Oh, gosh. Well, Calabro have been very busy. We've been in the recording studio remotely recording a Christmas album. So it's all done now. For the first time ever, we actually all went in completely individually. So I haven't seen any of the boys during the recording process, which is quite nerve-wracking. But when all our voices came together, it still sounded okay. So that's available to pre-order now, actually, and it's coming out on the 20th of November.
And what's it called?
It's called Christmas Is Here. It's all covers, you know, all the classics from O Holy Night to Silent Night. And then at the end, we've put a bonus track of an original song called Christmas Is Here, which is very apt for this year.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say there was going to be another bonus song.
No. Well, no. Are you talking about... Yeah. Josh, should we show them what we've practiced?
So do you enjoy Christmas?
I absolutely love Christmas. I think there's nothing better than, you know, seeing people receive a gift that you've thought about and hopefully they like it. I don't know whether that always happens to you guys, but normally I'm in pantomime, but mine's been cancelled this year, so...
So's mine.
I know. Oh, no,
oh, yes, it has.
I was trying to get in there. I was supposed to be Peter Pan, but I'm going to be next year now, so I'll stay young another year. How about that?
We were meant to be doing Robin Hood, I believe, so I've got another year to work on my Friar Tuck.
I love that.
Yeah, that's it. Margot, you've done a bit of volunteering with Peter's Sword Shine Radio. How have you found that?
I love it. I'm normally on the morning report, with Susie, who's in the audience. Although I walked straight past her when I arrived today because I don't know what she looks like. We've never met before. She says, oh, hello, Michael Auger. And I just said, hi. But we've had a chat now, so we're all good. We've caught up.
And do you have any gigs lined up at all? I think when we spoke to you last, there was a possibility of one coming up.
Yeah, so we managed to do one socially distanced gig. We performed at the Phoenix Arts Club in London. It was just us, no audience at all. And we all stayed 2 metres apart and we just sang down the lens of a Zoom call. And there were hundreds of people on the other end who seemed to enjoy it. But there's nothing worse than no applause at the end of a song.
That must have been weird. Now, we're really lucky that you've also agreed to sing a song for us this evening.
Yes.
Which I can't wait for because I saw a bit in rehearsal.
Oh, thank you.
What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Never Enough from The Greatest Showman.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting loud now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it will never be enough, never be enough for me. Never, 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 never. Never enough, never enough, never enough for me, for me, for me. All the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it will never be enough, never be enough for me.
To reiterate, that was live. That was a live recording. Michael, really well done, mate.
Yeah, well done. Got my heart racing.
Our next guest is used to being on stage or on a TV or film set. She appeared alongside her father, Leo, in the last three episodes of Rumpole of the Bailey and has played many other roles in her acting career.
She also won the Laurence Olivier Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for her portrayal of Celia in Shakespeare's As You Like It. However, Some may know her more recently for her recent project, Walking with Poetry. Let's welcome to the stage Abigail McKern.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Nice to meet you, because I've heard you've been on some morning reports whilst we were in lockdown talking about your walking with poetry, so it's great to finally meet you.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to meet you and to see people that I've sort of been interviewed by but didn't know what they look like, so that's very nice.
Now, you've had an incredible acting career. How much were you influenced by your father?
My dad influenced me a great deal, really. I spent lots of my childhood on film sets and in dressing rooms and backstage and watching him work, watching him being directed when I was allowed to be in a rehearsal room. He gave me lots of advice before I went to drama school. One of the best pieces of advice he gave me, actually, was if you're really serious about acting, especially in the theatre, then the best way to start is by being backstage. So I actually trained as a stage manager and worked for several years as a stage manager before I then retrained to be an actor. So by the time I got to drama school, I had my equity card, and I felt that, you know, I'd scrubbed the stage and I'd iron costumes and I'd made coffee for actors. And so by the time I got to drama school, I felt ready for it.
Yeah, that's an interesting way in, because usually it's the other way around. So you had that experience already.
Yes, yes. I don't think I would have been as confident if I hadn't been in professional rehearsal rooms as a stage manager. I was very often on the book, prompting actors and things. So I watched a lot of professional actors work before I started training myself. So.
Now, the pandemic has had a huge impact on the arts as a whole. How has it affected you?
Well, I have to admit, I've fallen so in love with the South Downs. So I actually had a really good lockdown. I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked. It was brilliant. I didn't get in my car for 3 months, so I saved a lot on petrol money. And I just fell in love with Mother Nature all over again. I thought it was the most beautiful spring that we've ever seen, because of there was no pollution, there were no planes in the sky, there were no cars on the road. I don't know about anybody else, but I found the blossom and the spring was just absolutely gobsmacking this year. So, and I just got out into the South Downs with my camera and I did like things like, you know, make wild nettle soup and went out into the woods and collected wild garlic and made wild garlic soup and I baked bread, which I've never done before. And so I just looked at it as a challenge, and I thought, well, as long as I've got a telephone, and I made sure that I spoke to my friends every day, I didn't find it difficult. I didn't feel isolated. Mm. And I think it taught me quite a lot as well.
Well, going back to your walking then, that's a nice segue to continue talking about your walking with poetry. Can you explain a bit more about what that is?
Yes, I want to go walking with Susie. I thought, what can I do that's going to keep my creative juices flowing? And how do I use what I've got? My voice and my love of taking photographs, how can I put those two things together? And because I had all this spare time, I taught myself how to edit on iMovie, which was a completely new thing for me. And I thought, I'm going to make poetry videos. And so I've made about 50 of them so far, and I'm getting commissions quite regularly, which is lovely. So I make them for people's birthday presents and anniversary presents and things like that. And it's going quite well, and I really, really enjoy it.
So Abigail, what's your favourite poem?
Well, at the moment, I'm working on a Robert Frost poem called The Road Less Travelled. Is that right? I've done a few Shakespeare sonnets, which I also love doing. But also, the really good thing is... I'm collaborating with a new modern poet, a lady called Louise Walker, who lives in London, but she got in touch with me via Instagram, and I'm gradually working through all her poems as well. So it's quite nice to do new poetry as well as the classics.
And have you had any odd requests?
Well, it's not particularly odd, but I've got a lovely... gentleman down in who lives near Chichester, and he's written dozens and dozens of poems, and he wants me to make a movie out of every single one of them. So I've got quite a lot on my plate for the next few months, and he wants me to film him. He wants to be in his iMovie. So we've got a bit of a collaboration going there as well.
I'm glad I asked.
Well, on that bombshell, Abigail, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
It's the Hampshire Farmers Market this coming Sunday, 1st of November, taking place in the town square from 10 till 2. Enjoy the great taste of Hampshire and savour the delights of truly local food, reared, grown, baked, caught and brewed in our county.
There are a number of events taking place in November at the studio at TPS, including a comedy night on November the 14th and singer Martin Joseph on November the 28th. For more information about these and other events, go to the studio tps.com.
And if you'd rather stay at home, shineradio.uk always brings you a brighter mix of music and local information, as well as audio shows. You can choose from, among others, Susie Wilde and Tim O'Kelly's Talking Books, Sports Chat with one of Britain's leading stand-up comics, Alistair Barry, and the gardening podcast Growing Together, featuring award-winning garden designer Anne-Marie Powell.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide. Just email pod@thepeapod.uk.
Wrapping up the show this week, we have a musical duo have released four albums to international acclaim. They also made history in 2016 by becoming the first British country music act to go to number one on the official albums chart with their second studio album, Cartwheels.
Known as Britain's first country stars, their recently released album, Invitation, was recorded during lockdown. Please give a warm welcome to Catherine and Lizzie Ward-Thomas. Thanks so much for coming here this evening and playing a couple of songs for us. How long have you been singing together? How long have you been playing music?
Since the womb, basically. We started writing songs when we were about 15, 16, so I think that's when we decided to sort of do it properly.
As a career, properly, yeah.
At sixth form college, we started writing, we had like songwriting lessons because we went to a very musical school, and then we decided... And we wrote country music, and then we ended up going to Nashville and recording a few of our songs we'd written, and it all just started from there.
Well, that's the dream, surely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So where did your influences come from?
The Dixie Chicks, now known as The Chicks. They were a big, big influence of us. A lot of country music, but we grew up on the Beatles and the Kinks and Fleetwood Mac, so it was an eclectic... A load of music. Yeah.
Our parents were in a band and they called themselves the Swamp Donkeys.
The local band we grew up with. So they played all that music, which is quite fun.
And how has your music changed since your debut album From Where We Stand in 2014?
I think it's got sort of progressively less country, and then now Invitation's a bit more country. We've sort of gone through a bit of a change. I think we released our first album when we were sort of 17, and now we're 26, so I think you change a lot in those years. So hopefully the albums have grown with us.
And can you tell us a bit more about this album then? What does the title mean?
Well, we wanted to... in such a weird, uncertain year, we kind of wanted to create a body of work that's more positive and, you know, brighten up people's day. And the word invitation is actually a lyric in one of the songs, one of our songs called Open Your Mind, which is the third song on the album. And we just wanted it to invite people to that tour that we're all going to have at the end of all of this, and also invite people to reflect and be positive through such a weird year.
It was recorded during lockdown. How did that influence your writing?
It was the most homemade album we've ever made. So we've always worked with some amazing people, and we were lucky enough to have the technology to continue working with them in a very different way. But the most fun part was, I think, the sat in our pyjamas drinking tea and recording songs, which is something that we'd never done before.
Now, we've got a bit of a surprise for you, because in the audience there is one of your teachers from school.
Hello!
Do you recognise it?
My gosh! My gosh, I was like, oh, I hope it's not a music teacher seeing my piano playing. Oh my gosh, hello! Have the students got better?
No.
Surely they're better than me. I was an awful student.
See, never passed my maths GCSE.
No reflection on you, obviously.
I shouldn't actually admit that. I'm sorry.
Every teacher who's ever tried to teach me maths is just like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lord. Sorry about that. Now, you grew up in the area. What do you like about living in Hampshire?
Oh, do you know, it's always been home to us. We've gone all around the world, and we always just love coming back here. We've both decided to settle here. We've got our dogs and chickens and stuff, and it's home to us. And love the local pubs, just the local feel, and our family and friends are all around. So, yeah, definitely.
So a little bit of country.
A little bit of country. A lot of country, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this really special Peapod. It has just been an incredible podcast for us to do, and we're thrilled you could join us with it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This is Sunday.
I was just about to call it off. Had it all written out, I couldn't send it. It wasn't true. Cross an ocean talking on the screen, terrified of being seen. Fear had me flying, hiding the bruise. I wanna walk down this road, but can we just take it slow?
Thank you. Thank you.
And so we come to the end of this celebratory Peapod. Thank you for listening, and to everyone here in the studio at TPS for celebrating with us.
Thanks also to our special guests, Hugh Bonneville, Abigail McKern, Michael Auger, War Thomas, John Walker, and our host, Sean Ridley, with his band of merry men, Matty, Harvey, Dom, and Alex.
As always, a big thank you goes out to the amazing volunteer team at Shine Radio. If you'd like to get involved, do get in touch. We're always happy to welcome new volunteers.
We're on Petersfield 555 500 or email us at pod@thepeapod.uk. And we're also on the main social media apps.
Next week, we'll be styling it at the Dandy Cat Barber in town.
So from all of us this week in the studio at TPS, bye!
Is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Community Radio.
Hello, this is Hugh Bonneville. And finally, you and I have our own local radio station right here in Petersfield. It's our station, made by the people of Petersfield, and that means we don't just have to listen, we can get involved too. We can influence what Petersfield Shine Radio does, we can help it cover our interests, and we can tell it off in public if it gets something wrong. You make it shine. So join me and support the volunteers by spreading the wonderful news that Petersfield Shine Radio is here.